You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Y'all, today I'm not playing around. I'm about to leap straight into the word because in reading Acts chapter 3, the Holy Spirit was giving me so much, y'all, and I want to make sure I share it all. But first, let me say this. God has all the answers. Just ask Him what you should do before you ask anyone else, and He will tell you. I know that's going to be, when you listen to the rest of the podcast, you're going to be like, what does that have to do with, I don't know who that is for, but God has all the answers, and He's saying, ask Him what you should do before you ask anyone else, and He will tell you. All right, y'all ready to get into Acts chapter 3? Let's do it. Okay, y'all. So this morning I got up ready. I'm talking about ready, like ready for real. I had done some spiritual warfare praying last night and interceding at the request of a friend. And look, I woke up ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever go to bed laughing at the enemy because he's such a loser? Because that's what I did last night. I was laughing at the enemy because he tried to come at me and make me think that the prayers that I had prayed on behalf of a friend didn't work because of what I heard. But because I wasn't hearing from the Lord, right? But I went to bed laughing at the enemy because I was like, you know what? You are such a loser. And every conversation me and the Holy Spirit has, I realize actually prepares me for things to come a lot of times. And of course, at the time, I don't know when I'm writing down what I heard the Holy Spirit say. That's why it's so key, you guys, to write down what you hear the Holy Spirit say. You might be like, I don't even know how this, what this even means for today. Like, I'm writing this down. I don't even know what it means. It doesn't relate to anything, but I find myself recalling what the Holy Spirit told me at the very time I needed most. And so last night was definitely one of those times. Last night was one of those times where it's like, hey, be patient with them because I'm being patient with you. I've been patient with you. Okay. So you got to show some grace because I showed you grace, right? You got to be forgiving because I was forgiven to you, right? Amen, y'all. But yeah, for real though, I was laughing at the enemy last night because I was like, you are such a loser. Like, for real. Lahoo-zer-her. Y'all remember that from Ace Ventura? Okay. I'm aging myself. All right, let's move on to Acts chapter 3. That's our scriptural Bible study for today. As I was reading, the Holy Spirit was highlighting so much to me, and I began writing down things from the Word of God, and I was writing them down in a conversational tone. So Acts chapter 3 is talking about the healing of a lame man. The lame man was 40 years old. He had been lame since birth, right? So I looked up lame. I looked up the definition of lame in the King James Version dictionary. See, y'all thought I was going to say Google, Wikipedia, but I actually did still use my phone to look it up in the King James Version dictionary. And as I was looking at all the definitions, what stood out to me was the synonym weak. Lame means weak. Now, when I read this story before, and I've heard this story many times, I always visualized a lame man as having like a deformed leg or something, like, you know, because they said he was being placed at the temple gate each day to beg. So I just imagine in my spiritual imagination, if you will, this man that had these deformed legs, you know, and I'm like, okay. But today, as I was reading this story and I saw that definition, lame can simply be a person who is weak and can't help themselves. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not make the Bible, because the Bible actually just comes alive. You don't have to make it come alive. It comes alive. But like, I want you to start visualizing things for today, because sometimes we can be reading the Bible and just be thinking about, oh, like me, the lame man, he had this deformity, this deformed leg. But lame means a person who is weak and can't help themselves. We know plenty of people that are weak and can't help themselves, right? Because when we try to apply the word for today, we like, well, oh, you know, Peter and John, they were on their way to the temple to pray, right? They were on their way to the temple. And, you know, you're trying to relate the word to your life. You're trying to make it applicable to your life. So lame means a person that is weak and can't help themselves. It can be a person who is a bit unsteady. It can be a person who is trying to operate life with a bit of imperfection. You know, you could be lame. I could be lame. You know what I'm saying? We've all been lame. We've all been weak at times. We've all been in the place of the lame man. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want us to be reading the word of God and not being able to see ourselves in it because we have this preconceived notion of what we think a lame man is. So the first thing I wrote down in my notes was Acts 3:6. But before we get there, let me just say that the lame man was at the gate. And when Peter and John entered the gate to the temple on their way to afternoon prayer, that's when they saw this lame man. That's when he asked them for some money. He was like a beggar and he was asking them for some money. People would bring him there every day to ask for money. But Peter said, look here, man, I ain't got no money. But, and y'all, it was the second but in the verse that stood out and made me write down, but what I do have. But what I do have, when Peter said that, I was like, oh, come on, Peter. Peter was like, look, man, say, man, hold up. I don't have no money, man. That's my Houston, man. That could be Memphis, too. Shout out to the Memphis people listening and the Houston people that say, man. But Peter was like, look, I don't have any money. But what I do have, I may not have what you want, but what I do have. And that stood out to me. And as I kept reading, this is what the Holy Spirit revealed to me from this story. He said, be ready to help the person get up from the lame place and walk. Now, remember, I said to make this even more relevant and contextual for today, you got to be able to see lame as not just a person with a deformity, a visible deformity. It could just be a weakness, right? You can tell this person is weak by how they act. Like they can't do certain things. They're trying, but they're not doing it. They can't walk. They can't, you know, they're struggling with something. They're unstable in the area. So the Lord was saying, be ready to help the person get up from the lame place and walk. Then he said, take them by their hand and raise them up in faith. And then I will supernaturally strengthen them to stand up on their own. Then they will jump up and start to walk on their own and praise me. Other people will recognize the former person who you used to be as whatever you used to do. So say, for instance, like your lameness, your weakness is that you lied or you cheated or you cursed or you drank or you smoked, whatever. That's your weakness, right? It says other people will recognize the former person who you used to be. Because see, in the Bible, in Acts chapter 3, when Peter got him up, the person that the people was like, ain't that the man? Ain't that the one that used to be sitting at the gate begging? You know, people always try to bring up your past, right? You be done a whole complete transformation. People like, ain't he the one that used to be cheating on his wife? Ain't she the one that cheated on her? Wasn't he the one smoking in the club? Didn't she used to curse like a slave? You know, people will always try to bring up your past. But see, what God does is that he transform you. And the people can't help but to be filled with awe and astonishment at your complete transformation. He also said, listen, by having faith in my name, the name of Jesus, you will suddenly at once see change. Faith in me has given you a new life in front of everybody. And when you help others, he said, when you help others, always speak up and let people know it's not you, but me. See, as the person, if I'm Peter, if I'm playing the role of Peter in this story and I'm helping the lame man or the lame woman, when I help others, I need to let folks know from the dough, hey, this ain't got nothing to do with me. Just, I'm being obedient. This ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm supposed to always speak up and let people know, hey, this wasn't me. This was Jesus. Because God gets the glory in the turnaround story. He gets the glory in my turnaround story. And he gets the glory in any other person whom I may help up and help them to turn around. Then he said, repent and turn back when you recognize what you may have done in ignorance. That's Acts 3:19. That's the verse I'm referencing on that one. And there we go again with the word repent, y'all. Remember I said that yesterday? The word repent keeps coming up. He said, repent and turn back when you recognize what you may have done in ignorance. Because these were the same people that was like, ain't that the guy that they used to put at the, gate? These were the same people that also was hollering, you know, crucify Jesus, and was defending a murderer. You know, they was like, who y'all gonna pick, Jesus or the murderer? And they picked Jesus to be crucified instead of the murderer. So he said, when you recognize what you've done in ignorance, read Acts chapter 3, y'all get what I'm saying. When you recognize what you've done in ignorance, you need to repent and turn back. You turn from your wicked ways. Repent for that ignorant act that you did. Just repent. Now, of course, y'all know I read the study notes. And Dr. Tony Evans, I'm telling you, I love the Bible. I love that Bible, y'all. Dr. Tony Evans made some great points about Acts chapter 3. He said, we must both speak hope into a broken life and extend practical help. Like, you can't just be out here speaking hope and not extending practical help. See, if you look at what Peter did, he took initiative and raised the lame man up. Like, his faith took the man by the hand and raised him up. Like I ain't giving you no money, but I can give you Jesus. And he took his hand and raised him up. Like I said, the lame man just wanted money. That's it. But when God meets your needs, he may not give you what you ask for, but what he provides will always be greater than what you want. See, we need spiritual people in our lives who will help us get to God. That's what we need. We need spiritual people in our lives who will help us get to God, because there are times when we are weak. Right? When we are weak in the knees, we can't get to God because we weak. All these different strongholds are pulling on us. We need spiritual people in our lives to help us get to God. And when we accept their spiritual help, our external needs, our weaknesses, our lameness is addressed at the same time. See, we be thinking we need money or whatever we, you know, quote unquote, think we need, but it's deeper than that. It's way more spiritual than that surface thing. When we focus on the spiritual, our circumstances are transformed. When we focus on the spiritual, we see right now we be focusing on the external. The lame man was like, I need money. You know, he probably wanted to get some food or something. I don't know. Well, he was trying to make some wages at, you know, begging or whatever. But when we focus on the spiritual, because that's what Peter said, but I don't have no money, but what I do have is that spiritual Jesus, right? When we focus on the spiritual, our circumstances are transformed. And when that transformation happens, our response to God's work should be visible and vocal. That means it should lead you to greater public and praise. Everybody should hear you shouting the name of Jesus. Y'all, Jesus changed me. Y'all, Jesus changed me. I used to curse, but Jesus changed me. I used to have sex before marriage, but Jesus changed me. I used to lie, but Jesus changed me. I used to cheat, but Jesus changed me. I'm who I am today because of Jesus, because of the transformation, because of the faith that I have in Jesus, that he changed me. You know that song by Tamela Mann, change me, oh God, make me more like you. Y'all know I can't sing, but you get the point. Peter exercised faith when he told the lame man to walk. The lame man responded in faith. See, Peter exercised faith, but the lame man also had to respond in faith. So to me, that was like a note, like, okay, if I'm trying to help a person, they also got to meet me at, they might not be at the level of faith that I'm at, but they at least got to have faith the size of a mustard seed.
You know what I'm saying? For the miracle to take place. It can't just be I have faith and then they don't have no faith. The lame man responded in faith. We are called to help our weaker brothers and sisters, and we must walk in faith so that they too can stand in faith. My question for you today is, are you willing to help others in the name of Jesus? Are you willing to attach your faith to another person who may be weaker than you are so that God can show himself strong and mighty in that person? Are you willing to do that? All right, y'all, that's a wrap up for this episode of On Assignment by God. Let me give you these assignments before I jet up out of here. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, who are you raising up in faith today with your helpful hands? All right, y'all, that's it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Make sure you be ready for chapter 4 of Acts, okay? That's what we studying. So make sure you ready. Make sure you reading your word, because I don't want you to be lost in the sauce. All right. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.